Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures to take a look at how our markets closed today and some of the news behind the numbers right after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Justin, how did our grain futures markets look today?
We had a broad rally across all the grain futures today. We had corn higher, beans higher, and then all the wheats higher. July corn actually closed up 18.5 cents at 658.5. September corn closed up 13 at 559.75. December corn closed up 10.25 at 530.5. The soybeans were higher as well. They were 16 higher in July at 14.94 and a quarter. So almost to that $15 mark. August was up 15.25 at 14.05 and a half. September was up 12 at $13 even. And then November closed up 18 cents at 12.38 and three quarters. Looking at the wheat, Chicago was up 7 to 8 cents with July. Chicago being up 8 at 688.5. September up 7 and 3 quarters at 695 and 3 quarters. December was up 7 cents at 710.5. Then the Kansas City wheat futures, we were up 4 to 6 with July being up 4 and 3 quarters at 743 and a quarter. September being up 5.5 at 751. December being up 6 cents at 766 and a quarter. And then looking at the cotton futures here, we were mixed. We had July cotton down 44 at 83.42, and then December being up 24 at 84.39.
We'll look at some market news next.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Steigall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations in Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Justin, what was on traders' minds today?
The real big thing today probably came from the ethanol production report. We had a higher production than we've had in over a year now. The total production was just right at 6.12 million barrels this last week. So that was a really strong indication that a really strong reflection of the overall profit margins. Profit margins for ethanol are a bit lower than last week, but they're still about 38 cents a bushel. So things are going to keep being produced there. Then if you look at the overall stocks of ethanol, we're at the lowest we've been since the end of 2011, and that's just about a little over 16 million barrels overall. So, we've been as high as almost 23 million barrels at the beginning of 2012. So we're about a year and a half along here, and ethanol stocks are about as tight as they've ever been. And if you look at the report showing how much corn we use per week to maintain the overall corn usage, we're still behind. So To meet the USDA's demand, we have to have just over 94 million bushels a week used, and we're just at 92 million. So we're still behind overall, and it looks like ethanol is going to still be profitable for the short run, and that'll keep corn strong at least until all of that stuff changes. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from here based on that. We have the export report tomorrow for the wheat, corn, and beans. It looks like wheat's going to be between 400 and 700 million bushels, and then corn's going to be between 200 and 500, and beans between 400 and 800. Other than that, there's a little bit of weather patterns moving through starting today in the Midwest, which will slow down planting. But, really, we should be about 80 to 90% planted as of Monday, or this coming Monday. So everything should be going good.
Thanks, Justin. In our energy futures, July crude oil is at $94.12. June natural gas is at $4.18 per million BTUs. COMEX June gold is at $13.59. And COMEX May silver is at $22.18. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.